Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
FM Woodbridge, WMAL, Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. Former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn may not have been the only member of Donald Trump's team to have contact with Russia. We're learning now that U.S. intelligence officials have found a lot of contact during and after the presidential campaign.
Among several senior Trump advisors regularly communicating with Russian nationals were then-campaign manager Paul Manafort and then-advisor Michael Flynn, according to our sources. Now, officials emphasize that communications between campaign staff and representatives of foreign governments are not unusual. However, these communications stood out to investigators due to the frequency and the level of the Trump advisors involved. Investigators have not reached a judgment on the intent of those conversations, but adding to U.S. investigators' concern were intercepted communications between Russian officials before and after the election discussing their belief that they had special access to Trump.
Correspondent Pamela Brown. Thousands of people who live near Northern California's Oroville Dam are returning to their homes now for the first time since they were told to evacuate over the weekend. Authorities say the threat from a breach of the dam is now less, and they've allowed people to return.
I really want to go home. I like school, so I kind of want to go back.
I'm happy and relieved that we get to go home. I'm still scared. I hope that it doesn't come back down to this, but we're going to leave things packed up, pack up more stuff, just in case we have to leave again.
Residents were evacuated after engineers discovered a growing hole in the dam's main concrete spillway. It's been 6 months now since 7 people were killed and more than 30 hurt in a massive apartment building explosion in Silver Spring. That tragedy is now prompting a dialogue about how to improve emergency response in Montgomery County.
An internal audit was launched after the August explosion at the Flower Branch Apartments. The Montgomery County Council is hearing the results for the first time.
The purpose of this internal audit was to figure out what lessons did we have to learn from how we responded to this tragic situation.
There were 14 recommendations, including improving communication inside emergency shelters. Bill Broglie is the internal audit manager.
What's the Wi-Fi? What's the cell phone reception and capabilities at those locations so that we don't have to go through kind of an emergency update?
Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A final vote could come as early as today in Annapolis on a resolution giving the Maryland Attorney General broader power to sue the federal government.
The House of Delegates giving initial approval for Attorney General Brian Frosch to have the power to sue the Trump administration without first getting the permission of Governor Larry Hogan. Democrats proposed that legislation out of concern for actions they say that President Trump may take that could hurt Maryland, like a possible repeal of Obamacare. A final vote could happen today. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A new study finds that D.C.'s economy is more dependent on immigrants than all but 4 states. The analysis by the website WalletHub finds that D.C.'s economy relies on immigrants to an extent that's exceeded only by the economies of California, New Jersey, New York, and Massachusetts. So how will you get your Amazon packages delivered in the future? Well, it does not look like it'll be by drones landing your driveway. However,
the online retailer has received a patent which suggests Amazon is considering keeping its drones high above homes and dropping packages using magnets, parachutes, or spring coils to release the delivery while in mid-flight. It's unclear when Amazon will actually launch the drone delivery service in the United States. Amazon said in a Super Bowl ad that Prime Air would launch soon, but offered no additional details. Amazon is already conducting some tests overseas. I'm Mark Chase.
Checking your money, the Dow opens a day at 20,504, the Nasdaq at 5783. Sports, college basketball wins for George Mason and Virginia Tech. NBA, the Wizards are off till tomorrow. WMAL News Time 604. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market.
the Big Screen Store. It's President's Day. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. Three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. Just ask our customers.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
This week at the Big Screen Store. When you buy one, you get three. A 4K Samsung 70-inch and two 50-inch TVs, just $19.99. The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Is your copier or printer down? Visit carefreeoffice.com today.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Traffic update brought to you by Mattress Firm. 270 southbound through Urbana and down past 109. It's just the volume on the increase. Lanes all reported open, wide open, and no delays. Germantown down to the Beltway. Now, here's what's happening if you're leaving Greenbelt. Baltimore, Washington Parkway commuters, a little bit of that stop and go pushing down toward 410 where we had an earlier crash. And then southbound on the BW or southbound on 295 as you come off of the BW Parkway, a little bit of that volume as well to get you down toward East Capitol Street. We had an incident that was to the shoulder. Now, Virginia 66 gone is the crash, completely open now. Eastbound as you pass 50 Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, slowing as you head through Manassas, Centerville, through Falls Church, a little bit of that volume as well. 395, great time to get going. Looks like we're wide open, Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Mattress Firm is collecting donations to help local foster kids pay for extracurricular activities. Bring your donation to a participating Mattress Firm or donate online at mattressfirmfosterkids.org. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Milder day today, just a bit milder as we hit 50 on a westerly breeze. Maybe some showers around, especially this morning, then becoming partly cloudy. Overnight tonight, clear 31. Tomorrow, 41 degrees, gusty winds. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 36 in Herndon, 32 in Hyattsville, 39 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Mattress Firm. A German Shepherd wins Best of Show at the Westminster Dog Show. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
WMAL. 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk, coming up in about 30 minutes. Trevor Maddich will join us to talk about the Redskins and what they're going to do about Kirk Cousins. There are new developments. 7:05, Eli Lake from Bloomberg has an interesting take on all of that's going on with Michael Flynn. And by the way, we'll have some things to say about the meeting today between the president and Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel. At 8:05, we'll talk to John Fund from National Review. I'm Brian Wilson, and joining me here today is Vince Colonnaise from the Daily Caller.
I'm so glad to be here. What an interesting day.
It's good to be here.
The president has a structure inside the White House with three folks who are predominantly in charge of operations at the White House, Mr. Bannon, Mr. Kushner, and Mr. Priebus. I think anyone who looks at this knows that it could have been and should have been done better.
Yeah, that's Chris Christie a while back, about a week or so ago, talking about the divisions within the White House and how there are different factions within the White House. He mentions Bannon, Kushner, and Priebus as three of the big key players in this administration. And there are a lot of reports that there is infighting within this White House. And the long knives now seem to be out for Reince Priebus. Remember the other day when the Newsmax CEO, the guy who does Newsmax, his name is Chris Ruddy. Yeah,
right.
He's the CEO of Newsmax, had a meeting with the president, and shortly after that did an interview and said the following.
I think the problem is not so much him, it's the White House. The White House is showing not the the amount of order that we need to see. I think there's a lot of weakness coming out of the chief of staff. I think Reince Priebus, good guy, well-intentioned, but he clearly doesn't know how the federal agencies work. He doesn't have a really good system. He doesn't know how the communications flow.
That's a pretty interesting comment from somebody who just came from a meeting with the president.
Right.
And now there is an article in Breitbart which suggests that, and I'll just, can I read the first graph here? Breitbart, Matthew Boyle, a reporter from Breitbart, writes the following. After GOP establishment forces inside President Donald Trump's White House forced out National Security Advisor, retired Army Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, sources close to the president, key phrase here, sources close to the president confirmed to Breitbart News there is serious doubt as to whether this early administration shakeup will also see the exit of White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus. So, and sort of an attack on Priebus there. The question is about who would be a source close.
Who could it possibly be?
Breitbart, Matthew Boyle,
yes,
and somebody inside the administration that is close to the president. Who
multiple somebodies, by the way, according to this report.
Yeah.
And so here's the interesting thing, and I'll kind of get to what I think you're suggesting, which is that Steve Bannon, who is currently one of Trump's senior most advisors, on the same exact level,
right,
by the way, as Reince Priebus within the White House, was the former chairman of Breitbart, like, you know, weeks ago. So now we're in a situation where Breitbart, which ultimately reported to Bannon until very recently, is reporting that sources close to the president say Priebus sucks, that he's the guy who's ruining everything. That and if you listen, pay attention to Chris Christie's comments on this, that there are all these sort of like competing power sources in the White House, Priebus and Bannon being among them. It's very hard for me to see how Bannon could not either know about this report at all, especially because, if Boyle's doing the reporting on it and he had to say, like, three other sources in the White House alleging that Priebus is doing a terrible job, would he not bounce it off, hey, say the guy who he probably knows the best, Steve Bannon?
Yeah, and so it's fair speculation at this point.
For sure.
There's an interesting story over in The Atlantic, which Bannon is quoted in. They apparently got an email from him, and they're actually talking about this particular story and Breitbart's reporting, and is this coming from inside, is this coming from the Bannon camp? And they got an email from Bannon asking for a comment. He says, this is absurd.
Absurd? So let me just package this for you a little bit. If you've got a report in the site that Steve Bannon just ran alleging not that Bannon's doing a horrible job, but instead somebody else with whom he competes for power, Reince Priebus, is doing a horrible job. Even if Bannon fundamentally disagreed with the report, he just threw his reporters and his organization,
organization,
right, that he seemed to have a lot of pride in, under the bus in public. I'm confused by the disloyalty. It's the air of chaos that exists here around this story is interesting. Who knows, by the way, if Priebus is really the one who's at the center of all this attention?
Yeah.
But for now, it seems that there are forces that are definitely deploying some tactical nukes here, metaphorical ones,
right,
aimed at destroying Priebus's chances of continuing in the White House.
Is it true that there are forces outside of this administration that would like to show this administration being in chaos? Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And some of those are establishment Republicans. Some of them are people who are Democrats. Let's be honest. They would love to show that there is chaos in this White House. Is it also true that there appears to be something coming from the inside that suggests there is some kind of war? Yes, it is also true. These two things can be true. And I'm always reminded of what Lincoln had to say during the Civil War, that a house divided cannot stand. A house divided against itself will never actually be as productive as it should be. Well, so when you see people like Chris Christie saying things like this, and you see somebody who has a dinner meeting with the president and he says these kinds of things, one has to wonder what's going on within that White House right now. By the way, Chris Christie was at the White House yesterday. Very interesting.
And having lunch with the president.
Right.
No news out of that suggesting that he's en route for a job or anything. Supposedly they talked about the opioid crisis and roles and over lunch, but I'm sure other things came up, including staffing. But I just wonder, if you're President Trump, you just suggested, Brian, a second ago, that you need to sort of get control of all of these competing forces. And anyone who's ever managed any group of people, when you manage multiple people, if it begins to seem like one of them is causing such chaos that you could actually damage the work environment, you need to nip that in the bud quickly.
Yeah.
And my question is, given the obvious connections between Bannon and Breitbart, how does a story like this, first of all, go up, suggesting that Bannon's competitor, Priebus, is the guy that needs to get the axe? And why shouldn't President Trump conclude today that Steve Bannon is behind this? Why shouldn't President Trump today call him before his desk in the Oval Office and say, Steve, you know, deal with this or you're fired?
Yeah.
Because right now, all we're seeing is chaos within the ranks, and that includes the leaks that continue to come out of the White House. There's a lot of things going on that the president needs to get control of.
I think it's fair to say that there are a lot of people who want to do this administration harm, and that there are enemies on the outside of the White House. I think it also is very clear that within the White House there is this chaos and this infighting between different principal players. And is that something that Trump likes? I mean, one hears he likes this idea of creative chaos and competition among all of the people who work for him to see which ideas rise to the top and have the most merit. Maybe that's part of his style. It works. Maybe it works in the business world. I'm not so sure it works at the White House. One way or the other, it's starting, I think, to have an impact on the efficiency of this operation. I mean, they are working with such thin staffs right now that if the staffs are not pulling all in the same direction, it seems to me you're not going to be as effective as you possibly can be.
It's good to create an environment where ideas compete. It's not good to create an environment where people are damaging each other.
It is 6:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, let's start in the New Baltimore area. If you're taking 29 and you're coming northbound, you're definitely in the slowdowns toward Broad Run Church Road. That's right as you come up toward the convenience store and the gas station on the right side. That's where we have the crash, thus the delays. Fire and response there. Again, north on 15, 29 at that scene. Once you get past and you head up to Gainesville, get on to 66. Your volume heading through Manassas, just past the Visitor Center, and again into Centerville. The earlier incident near 50, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, is gone. Slowing through Falls Church. If you're coming in on the Greenway and onto the toll road, wonderful early start here. No problems out of Leesburg on Route 7. We'll take you into Maryland now. Top side of the Beltway starting to fill in the volume as you head through Silver Spring, leaving College Park. 210 northbound, seeing those delays growing as you head up toward the Capitol Beltway. Crash reported along the way, just north of Swan Creek Road. If you're taking Piscataway Road, 223, that's starting to slow in each direction. The cross street is Mary Catherine Drive. Isn't that pretty? But watch. We have very slow traffic again. Piscataway Road each way, 223 at Mary Catherine Drive. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Here's the forecast. Few showers early, then partly cloudy, windy in the afternoon, high of around 50 tonight. Clear skies, 31 tomorrow. Gusty winds diminishing in the afternoon, a high of 41. And here's the rest of the week, Friday in the upper 40s. Saturday, man, this looks nice, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 60s. Also in the upper 60s on Sunday, but a few clouds. Currently in the nation's capital, 37 degrees, 617 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Phone lines are open, 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Is there a war within inside the White House as well as an attack from the outside? I'd love to have your thoughts on that. Give us a call, 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
And what kind of shop should the president be running? Like, I mean, to what extent? Obviously, we want conflicting ideas coming in. You know, it's good to have advice from all sides. But are you a manager of people? Have you encountered something like this before where you have employees seemingly trying to hurt each other? How did you deal with it? How do you get to the bottom of a situation like that and stop that before it takes over your entire organization? Because all that does is lead to siloing and secrecy and infighting and backbiting. And that's not good.
No,
that's going to undermine your core mission, which is to do what's right for the country in this case.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. I mean, another example of how things are sort of, you know, it looks like that there are different factions within the White House. This whole story about Flynn and the vice president and when he was brought into the loop on this. I mean, it appears to me that some 15 days passed, according to the timelines that are developing, between the time that the White House learned about this phone call and the conversations from the attorney, acting attorney general, came in, told the White House counsel. The president was immediately notified of this, and that was on the 26th of January. The vice president did not learn about the fact that he had gone out on national TV and said things that apparently were not true for some 15 days.
And it wasn't from a phone call from the White House. He read it in the Washington Post, and he said, wait a second, I said something completely different on national television. Can somebody answer this question?
What happened? Yeah.
Was Mike Pence just completely out of the loop? What's going on?
Yeah, so, I mean, this is signs of chaos, but also it signs that, you know, we're going to keep this information from this person.
Oh, yeah.
And that this person doesn't need to know that. Compartmentalizing national security data is not unusual, but not from the vice president.
Oh, especially not when it deals with something that he said explicitly in public on national television.
Daniel in Leesburg, what do you think is going on here? You're on with Brian and Vince Colonnaise this morning.
Good morning, guys. He definitely has to get rid of the Obama holdovers. They have no love for him. And, you know, the media is so connected to the Democrats anyway, so you know they're feeding them lines. And what I wish the president would do, honestly, guys, is have a speech and say, look, I'm trying to protect you. The Democrats are holding me up. I'm trying to get people confirmed the Democrats are holding me up. Give this to them. They are such obstructionists. They don't care about this country. And they're making us unsafe by giving him, you know, problems every turn.
So you think that a lot of this is still people within the system who are Democrats that are foisting this idea that there may be competition within the White House?
Absolutely.
All
right. It's just the beginning. It's blood in the water with Flynn being gone.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on. I definitely think there are Obama holdovers that are trying to cause chaos. Sally Yates was among them, the acting attorney general who Trump had to fire.
Lynn in Hyattsville, you're on with Brian and Vince Colonnaise. What do you think there, Lynn?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning. Morning.
I think that the poor guy has not been in office a full month, and everybody, you know, has their fingers in the pie. Why can't we all just take a step back? I mean, including and more so the press and the Democrats, stand back and let the guy get his footing. Because this infighting, we have no idea whether it's happening or not, and it may be more fake news. But at every turn, this man, I mean, he can't do anything right. And I just think it's terrible.
Yeah.
Well, I think you're right. But go to cut number two, if you could, please, here. Let me play again for you the comments of one Chris Ruddy, who is the CEO of this organization called Newsmax, a conservative news organization, has a meeting with the president over drinks. He apparently said, I had a drink. The president had a Diet Coke. And he emerged from that and gave a series of interviews. And this is what he said.
I think the problem is not so much him, it's the White House. The White House is showing not the the amount of order that we need to see. I think there's a lot of weakness coming out of the Chief of Staff. I think Reince Priebus, good guy, well-intentioned, but he clearly doesn't know how the federal agencies work.
That's not coming from Democrats. That's not coming from people who are holdovers. That's coming from somebody who just met with the president.
That's true, although I should point out that Chris Ruddy is a massive Clinton Foundation donor.
Is he really?
Yeah, and he was caught in the WikiLeaks emails, too, communicating with John Podesta. But you're right, including Breitbart, this is coming from the right as well.
All right, 622 on WMAL.
What if you woke up in heaven, but God was not there? Would you go look for him? The Ship to Look for God trilogy by D. Krause. Available on Amazon and Smashwords. Download the first book for free. Go to www.dustyskull.com.
If you're serious about home security and keep your family safe, listen up. We want to protect our families. And you hear these stories of break-ins, and you probably have thought, well, that's somebody else. That won't happen to me. Well, it can happen to you. You need to make sure your family and your stuff is protected. And I suggest you call the folks at Ackerman Security. Ackerman's $19.95 per month monitoring monitoring includes burglary, fire, and medical alert monitoring, about half the cost of the other guys. Guaranteed response time. And actually, when it comes to a security monitoring service, isn't that the most important thing? How quickly they respond when there's a problem? Switching to Ackerman is easy and literally costs nothing. They can use your existing equipment and have you on the Ackerman security system in a matter of minutes. A free home insecurity, free in-home security analysis is a part of this, and for a few dollars more, you can get some amazing technology. You can see what's going on in your house with cameras, smart door locks, thermostats, all from the touch of a button on your smartphone, tablet, or laptop. Get protected and safe, and right now, for our listeners here at WMAL, call Ackerman, mention our name, you'll get 3 months of monitoring free. The number is 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Everyone wants to improve the healthcare system. At United Health Group, we're focused on how we can help. By enabling employers to use data to help their employees get healthier. By equipping doctors and nurses with innovative technology and insights that help them prevent and treat illness. By ensuring seniors have choice and stability in their healthcare benefits. By partnering with governments that want to offer high-quality, affordable care that can meet the unique needs of their residents. And by providing individuals with practical information to simplify their healthcare experience and help them make well-informed choices. United Health Group employees have a passion to help people live healthier lives and make the system work better for everyone. To all those who want to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
It's 6:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. How does this happen so early on here? Car overturned on East-West Highway at Grub Road. Two vehicles involved. Just watching fire trucks arrive to the scene. If you're heading from, say, Connecticut Avenue and over toward 16th Street in the eastbound direction, it's right in the intersection there along the right side. And one on its roof, the other one SUV, definitely we need a tow truck as well. If you're leaving 16th Street, there'll be a lot to check out as well. So again, East-West Highway, Grub Road, expect delays for now. It just happened. No delays to the scene. Now, let's get you around the region. Getting DC 295 southbound, one stalled as you approach the 11th Street Bridge. 210, the volume northbound had a stalled, also reported near Swan Creek. 223, Piscataway Road, south of Tippett Road. Still watch for police to direct you around the crash. 223, Piscataway Road, slow. In New Baltimore, Virginia, northbound 29 near Broad Run Church Road. That's a convenience store. Still watch for accident cleanup. Update is brought to you by MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute, helping women understand their unique heart symptoms, disease symptoms, and the treatments available. MedStarHeartInstitute.org/womenshearts. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Milder day today, just a bit milder as we hit 50 on a westerly breeze. Maybe some showers around, especially this morning, then becoming partly cloudy. Overnight tonight, clear 31. Tomorrow, 41 degrees, gusty winds. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 37 degrees on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian Wilson and Vince Colonnais. I just conflated our names.
Use your own name?
I don't know. It's 6:26 and I'm only on my first cup of coffee. Brian Wilson, Vince Colonnais here. Hey, listen, we were talking about all this chaos that's going on, and John in Fredericksburg has a quick question. John, you're on with Brian and Vince. What do you say?
Yes, good morning. How much confidence do you have in intelligence that's illegally leaked to the media, and knowledge of which comes from Yates, who was Lynch's right-hand person? There was a political agenda behind that leak, and it was to get rid of Flynn.
All right, what do you think, Ben?
I think to some extent it's corroborated by the fact that he was fired, that the White House felt like it was true. So, but I think you're right. You should be skeptical when you read these
Absolutely,
reports.
Yeah.
Be a skeptical news consumer. Wait for more information if you feel like you have to.
Yeah. There have been a bunch of cases where we hear one thing one day, and then when we get the full story, it's something very different. It is now 6:28 on WMAL.
Did you see the recent Washington Post article that real estate commissions have dropped to an average of 5%? Well, we've been leading the way with lower commissions for years. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our full-service hybrid model has saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
The International Gem and Jewelry Show is celebrating their 50th anniversary Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Dulles Expo Center. Buy directly from hundreds of designers and manufacturers featuring one-of-a-kind fine or fun fashion jewelry and accessories from around the world. There's something for everyone that fits every budget. Looking for an engagement ring, sparkling loose gems, a watch, necklace, or maybe a gift for that someone special? Discover the International Gem and Jewelry Show. You will never buy jewelry anywhere else again.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Well, Trevor Maddish will join us in a moment to talk about the status of Kirk Cousins. It's all straight ahead, 6:30, time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. New this hour, the White House says there was no contact between the Trump campaign and Russia before the election. CNN is reporting, however, that several high-level advisors to Mr. Trump repeatedly made contact with senior Russian intelligence officials during the presidential campaign.
High-level advisors very close to then-presidential nominee Donald Trump were in constant communication during the campaign with Russians known to U.S. intelligence. This according to multiple current and former intelligence, law enforcement, and administration officials. President-elect Trump and then-President Barack Obama were both briefed on details of these extensive communications between suspected Russian operatives and people associated with the Trump campaign and the Trump business.
Correspondent Jim Sciutto. Meanwhile, a Trump administration official says Russia has deployed a cruise missile in violation of a Cold War-era arms control treaty. The Obama administration 3 years ago accused the Russians of violating that 1987 treaty by developing and testing the prohibited cruise missile. Russia, however, denies it has violated the INF treaty. A new state audit finds problems with the cybersecurity of the Virginia Department of Taxation. The audit finds that the state's information technology partnership with Northrop Grumman has not updated critical security patches to protect the tax department systems. Advocates for D.C. statehood are making their annual pitch to members of Congress today. It's Lobby Day, organized by D.C. Vote. It comes amid an attempt by House Republicans to block D.C.'s recently enacted Death with Dignity law. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,504, the Nasdaq at 5783. Sports, college basketball, George Mason wins, Virginia Tech wins, NBA, the Wizards are idle till tomorrow night. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When was the last time you laced up your running shoes? The smells, the scenery, the freedom, the rush of how great running makes you feel. What if you could go for a job without excruciating back pain? What if finishing a 5K was no longer a distant memory? What if you decided when you hit the pavement, instead of your aching back or neck? What if there was a safe, effective spine surgery to relieve your pain and get you back to feeling like yourself again? There is, and it's in our area. Doctors Morgan and Elagala at Sauna Spine recognize that spine surgery can, should, and needs to be perfect using revolutionary ultrasonic technology. Sauna Spine surgeons safely decompress pinched nerves, relieving pain, getting you back to the life you once enjoyed within weeks, not months. Sauna Spine's ultrasonic surgery is a 90-minute outpatient procedure that avoids fusion, which means no rods, screws, or unnecessary loss of mobility. Learn more at SonicSpineSurgery.com. The ultrasonic revolution. Get your run back.
The winter is here, and the dirt and grime can be tough on your rugs and carpets. So here's a tip from Joe Hadid. Ask the right questions when you're choosing the company to clean your rugs. Do they clean your rugs in their own facility? Do they hand wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where your rugs are going to be cleaned? If you can't answer yes to all these questions, then you need to call Joe Hadid.
For all your Oriental rugs.
Joe Hadid has created a new pricing structure, so now everyone can take advantage of the Hadid quality and service. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Free pickup and delivery includes moving your furniture, rolling and relaying your rugs, and putting them back exactly where you want them. Minimum purchase is required. For details, go to JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com.
Recent reports show an alarming increase in the number of men who are suffering from erectile dysfunction, or PE. Erectile dysfunction is a condition that no man should have to accept. At Quality Care for Men, the local team of board-certified physicians are treating men with erectile dysfunction and PE successfully and restoring their sex lives, all without painful surgery. A great sex life is just one office visit away for almost any man, no matter what age or medical history. Even if you have prostate problems or diabetes, if Viagra and Cialis have let you down, these local doctors can help with a custom blend of safe prescription medications. Again, there's no surgery, and best of all, it's guaranteed to work on your first visit, or the medication and visit are both free. Open Saturdays and evenings. Pick up the phone and call now.
Call Quality Care for Men today. 202-759-4330. That's 202-759-4330. Call 202-759-4330.
Elevate your afternoon at Dunkin' Donuts from 2 to 6 p.m. today with a rich, full-bodied flavor of any medium latte or macchiato for $1.99. Let Dunkin' Donuts give you the afternoon boost you need. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable taxes. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Getting a little bit busy. Let's get you out of Greenbelt. The struggle on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway right as you approach the Beltway. That's where the delays begin. Down past the crash after 410. U.S. Park Police at the scene there again. Southbound side of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Once you get past 410, you're okay getting onto inbound New York Avenue. Once you get on the DC 295, you'll hit another stretch of stop-and-go traffic to the crash southbound 295 near Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. On 210, stalled car reported at Swan Creek. If you're leaving, say, the 210 area, or if you're heading over toward the Clinton stretch, if you're on 223 Piscataway Road, you might want to wait this out a little while. Crews still directing alternating traffic south of Tippett Road. Again, that's on Piscataway Road, so definitely seeing those delays quickly growing. East-West Highway at Grub Road for the crash. One was overturned. Do watch for police direction. Right now, I'm not seeing too much volume, so you can get by on East-West Highway. And in New Baltimore, northbound on 29 as you come up to Broad Run Church Road. Looks like just about cleared with that crash, but still a little bit of rubbernecking. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Low pressure goes south. Another area of low pressure north. We get a cold front through here. Colder temperatures by tomorrow. Near 50 today. Clouds give way to a partly cloudy day. Windy for the afternoon. Maybe some showers early. Tonight, clear, colder, 31. Suburbs colder. Gusty winds tomorrow with a few clouds and only 41. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMEL.
Right now, 36 in Haymarket, 32 in Bethesda, 40 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
It's 6:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Good morning to you. It is Wednesday morning all day long. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, Eli Lake from Bloomberg. And at 8:05, John Fun from National Review talking about the news of the day, and there's lots of it. I'm Brian Wilson, joined here in studio as guest host today is Vince Colonnaise from the Daily Caller. Good morning, Vince.
Humble to be here. Thank you.
It's time to talk about Redskins. You say, well, Brian, it's not football season, and you're right, it's not. But But there's an important thing at stake here. It's the future of Kirk Cousins.
Scale of 1 to 10, him as a Redskin next year. 10?
No, Kurt's a quarterback. He played well the last 2 years. And I know there's other speculation, but it doesn't come from the Redskins.
Yeah, that was Bruce Allen talking about the quarterback, Kirk Cousins, and said, yeah, he's our quarterback. But there's a big question here about whether or not this will be done. The deal has still not yet been structured. Will he be coming back under the franchise tag, or will he get a multi-year deal? Right. We're endeavoring to get in touch right now with Trevor Maddich, who should join us here in just a moment. But as we sort of lay this out, here's the basic information you need to know. If they go with a franchise tag, he's facing, it's not a bad deal for him. Are we good?
Yeah.
So we are good. Trevor Maddich is on the line right now. Let's let him explain it all. Hey, Trevor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you guys?
We're doing very well. Okay, so we're talking about Kirk Cousins and the Redskins and the negotiations that are going on and a March 1st deadline. Lay out the scenario, and how is this thing going to be resolved?
Well, this thing will be resolved to Kirk Cousins' satisfaction. Because
one way or the other, yeah.
He's got the leverage right now. And the Redskins could very well franchise him. But that'll make the cost of a long-term deal go up because of the way that agents and teams have established how you pay players that have been franchised.
Yeah, but let me just say, right now, it would be an increase from $19.95 million last year to $23.94 million this year. And then next year, if he were to be, he would be eligible to get a raise to $34.5 million for just 1 year. So that's those are the numbers at play under the franchise tag.
Yes, those are the numbers. And Andrew Luck just signed a long-term deal, a five-year deal with $87 million guaranteed.
Wow.
So I'm sure that the agents for Kirk Cousins is trying to get something in that range, and I'm sure the Redskins don't want to go that high. Now, typically, when you franchise a guy, you will give him a long-term guaranteed deal whenever you do sign. A long-term deal that will guarantee the value of this year's franchise plus a hypothetical next year's franchise. So it would be about $44 million guaranteed if they would have signed him last year instead of franchising him. And it would be about $58 million guaranteed because now you're talking about this year's franchise plus next year. So it gets weird, but the money goes up for the Redskins. But here's the risk for the Redskins. In free agency, if you franchise a player, then a team can snag him, but they've got to compensate you with two first-round draft choices under the type of franchise tag that Cousins was under last year and certainly likely to be under this year if they do franchise it. Last year, nobody offered the two first-round draft choices, but two former Redskins offensive coordinators are now head coaches, Sean McVay at the Rams and Kyle Shanahan at the 49ers, and certainly the 49ers are desperate for a quarterback. And so the Redskins are now at risk, greater risk for losing Cousins than they ever would have been.
Suggesting that, that there's competition now for a guy, and that's good for Cousins, clearly, that it's going to be very powerful for him in a negotiation standpoint. I have a question about Kirk. You know, in the end of the year, on January 1st, the Redskins faced the Giants. The Giants had nothing. This was at home in Washington. The Giants were not playing for anything. They were already in the playoffs. The Redskins, if they won out, basically, that game, they would have been in. But Kirk couldn't close the deal. He threw some interceptions in the last quarter, and it was enough that the Redskins weren't able to finish it, leaving a lot of Redskins fans scratching their heads going, yeah, he's good, but can he close and can he get us to the playoffs? What of that? And was that just like sort of a short term emotional reaction, or is that in any way a long term consideration for the Redskins?
No, that's fair, because that was the final home game. The next to last home game was a loss to Carolina where Cousins didn't play well either. If they'd have won either of those, they'd have made the playoffs. And so your Redskins fans are right to be concerned about that, and I'm sure the Redskins are using that in their negotiations. But keep in mind, though, that a guy like Cousins, the way you have to see his value is more like art. You know, what's a painting worth? What's a Van Gogh worth? Well, it's worth what someone will pay for it. And Cousins, right now, you can't put him in the category of the Super Bowl winners. I mean, he hasn't won a playoff game yet. And so you can't pay him like that necessarily, unless somebody else will pay him like that. And that's what's happening right now. Teams like the 49ers, the Jets, the Bills, the Browns are desperate for a quarterback exactly like Kirk Cousins, and they're likely to pay him money because at least Cousins showed that he can do certain things in the NFL.
Right.
Remember that this year, this past season, 2016, was Cousins' first full year where he had a full off season as the starting quarterback, getting starting reps in off season practices and training camp, and with an offense geared towards him. The year before, it was RG3 who had the starter's reps all the way through until the opening game, and it was an offense that was basically designed for RG3. And so usually you'll get better. You'll take your biggest jump as a quarterback between year one and year two in that scenario.
But
the Redskins are going to have to risk that he's going to do that, or they will lose him to somebody, certainly after this franchise year, if they do franchise.
And you're pretty sure that they're going to do everything they can to make that happen between now and March 1st.
Right.
Okay, we got to leave it there. Thank you very much, Trevor. Appreciate the update.
All right, guys.
It's 6:44 on WMAL.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Hey, Larry O'Connor here to tell you how to do it the right way. Don't just call any real estate agent. No, you can call one of the very best that's top-ranked and proven. Call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie have over 5,300 highly qualified home buyers looking to buy homes in the D.C. area. This is how they're able to sell homes fast and for top dollar. As a matter of fact, Sarah and Debbie sell homes on average 3 times faster and for 6% more money than the average agent. Get this, Sarah and Debbie sold Walter and Paula's home for $15,000 over the asking price. Needless to say, they were impressed with the outcome. If Sarah and Debbie don't sell your home, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. Guaranteed. Do it the right way and call Sarah or Debbie direct at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Brian?
Yes, Tom?
Do you think we'll ever be finished?
With what?
With this job.
Well, Tom, if we can't get it all in one truck, we'll just call another truck for backup.
No, I don't mean this job we're driving to. I mean, will we ever be finished hauling away all the world's junk?
What do you think that would look like?
A junk-free world, completely clutter-free? Wow, that would be beautiful.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
It's 6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the 5s, here's Tammy Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I must start with the good news. If you're trying to head through New Baltimore, you can now do it. Northbound on 29 near Broad Run Church Road near the convenience store, that crash cleared. So a little bit of that lingering delay with us, but it's quickly improving. Beyond, just a brief delay to get you into Gainesville. Once up onto 66, typical delays as you head past the Visitor Center, again into Centerville, Fair Oaks, and at the Beltway. That's our 66 ride. On 95, the volume with us through Aquia over the Occoquan, and again as you come up through to the Beltway. The Park Police, U.S. Park Police, have been so busy this morning. Here we're dealing with out of Greenbelt, southbound BW Parkway, delays to get you past the crash near 410. Then DC 295 with DDOT crews at the scene of a hit and run south of Pennsylvania Avenue. They now have that confined to the shoulder, but they're still doing a paperwork and investigation southbound on 295 near Pennsylvania Avenue. Piscataway Road, 223 south of Tippett Road for accident activity. You're still under police direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com to WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Milder day today, just a bit milder as we hit 50 on a westerly breeze. Maybe some showers around, especially this morning, then becoming partly cloudy. Overnight tonight, clear 31. Tomorrow, 41 degrees, gusty winds. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 37 degrees. It is now 6:47 on WMAL. It's time for Critter News on WMAL, which, as we all know, Lee Can Say It Together, is a certified fan favorite. You know, this is, I love Critter News.
I know. I'm well aware.
It always gives me a lift in the morning and when I get to talk about critters. And I don't know why it's become such a fan favorite, but none doubt it is. Today, we bring you news about the Westminster Dog Show. This is where people who are sort of crazy about dogs get together and they bring these really high-dollar dogs into a ring and they all compete. athlete, and then you get to the competition. I mean, they do competitions for every single different breed and every category of dog, and then they have all of the winners then go for best of show.
Yes, and it's all very important.
It is, and well, in the dog world, oh, this is big stuff. In the dog world,
it's a high drama.
This is huge. This is huge. And this year's winner, you know, usually it's been an unusual breed, it seems, of late. This year, good old German Shepherd. Good old German Shepherd is the winner of this this dog show. In the 141st Westminster Kennel Dog Club in Madison Square Garden, Rumor is a 5.5-year-old female hailing from Edgerton, Wisconsin, owned by Pamela. Well, you don't need to know, but it was apparently this dog came out of retirement at 5.5. Well, I'm, you know, 5.5 years old. You're getting a little long into two. How old is that in dog years?
After a long career, she finally came back, and he was like, you know what? I'm going to come back and play again.
That's 30 in dog years.
The Michael Jordan of dog shows.
That's right. You know, I mean, most quarterbacks are washed up by the time they get to be 30, but this dog came out of retirement to win the Westminster Dog
Show. By the way, as a German Shepherd pulling off this apparent upset, this is, by the way, I just found all of this out in the last 20 seconds, this apparent upset of being the second German Shepherd to ever win the competition in like 200 years.
Wow.
Incredible. The Patriots pulled it off. The Cubs pulled it off. And Rumor, the German Shepherd, came in.
That's right. So there you go. History-making decision there at the Westminster Dog Club. All right. So also, there's this other bit of critter news that has to do with the Super Bowl. And we, you know, we were just talking about the Redskins, but there's been a long-running bet between a couple of zoos. Zoo Atlanta and the Roger Williams Park Zoo in Rhode Island have had a long-running bet. And they said, look, you know, depending on who wins the Super Bowl, the loser has to name a critter after the quarterback
the winning team
of the winning team. That's right. The loser has to honor the winner by naming a critter after the winning quarterback. So in this case, it's Tom Brady.
Yes.
Well, they both decided that apparently that if this was going to happen, that neither would be happy about having to do this. So they chose to name Madagascar hissing cockroaches.
Which, cockroaches are already disgusting. The Madagascar hissing variety
of
cockroaches.
They're like huge cockroaches. In the cockroach world, this is as bad as
it gets. By the way, it's also fitting that you would name a cockroach after Tom Brady, because cockroaches, they say, can't even be killed by nuclear bombs.
Yeah.
And Tom Brady survived.
Like Tom Brady.
Insurmountable odds.
It's 6:51 on WMAL.
There's a lot happening every day in your neighborhood and around the world. That's why you watch ABC7's Good Morning Washington every day to find out what's new, what's now, and what's happening next. We're there for you minute by minute with breaking news, updates, and special alerts. Plus traffic and weather every 10 minutes to help you prepare and plan your day ahead. Weekdays starting at 4:25 on ABC7's Good Morning Washington, where good mornings start.
Attention homeowners, do you think you've missed your opportunity to save money on your mortgage? Our friends at Network Capital Funding Corporation wanted to let the WMAL listener know now is the perfect time to refinance with interest rates still low and property values rising. If you have a 10-year fixed-rate mortgage higher than 2.875% with an APR of 3.08%, then you need to call 800-780-68. Call 800-780-68 and take advantage of this 10-year fixed rate of 2.875% with an APR of 3.08%. 8% before rates go up. Network Capital is a direct lender. It's their own money they're lending. This makes the process fast, simple, and secure. Call 800-780-68. That's 800-780-68. And remember to listen to the Mortgage Radio Show heard 1 p.m. on Saturdays featuring Network Capital. And remember to call 800-780-68.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. An equal housing lender. Stated rates subject to change and may not be available at commitment or lock-in. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-780-68 for additional cost information.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
What's the catch? That's what they ask me. They say, Dave, there's gotta be a catch. Free furnace and a lifetime warranty on that furnace? It's gotta be a catch. Nope, no catch. If you buy a high-efficiency air conditioner, I'll throw the furnace in for free. And let me be clear now. This is not some rumple-tumple, off-brand reject or refurb. Oh, no. This is a brand-new, high-efficiency furnace that carries the exclusive Snell Lifetime Guarantee. That's a bona fide full lifetime warranty for as long as you own your home. No fine print, no loopholes. If it breaks down, we'll either replace it or repair it. On our nickel, no out-of-pocket cost for you. There's no catch. Call today, schedule your appointment online at snellheatingandair.com.
703-450-6300 for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
6:53, let's check in and see how your money's doing from the news desk at CNBC. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Brian. The futures are rising ahead of a boatload of economic data. We'll get reports today on retail sales, the consumer price index, weekly mortgage applications, and home builder sentiment. And on the earnings calendar, look for quarterly results from Kraft Heinz, Marriott, and PepsiCo. Stay tuned, a testimony from Fed Chair Janet Yellen. She'll deliver her semi-annual testimony on monetary policy before the House Financial Services Committee. CEOs from some of the nation's biggest companies, including Best Buy and Target, will also be on Capitol Hill. They'll meet with the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, hoping to kill a proposed tax on imports. Time Warner shareholders vote today on whether to be acquired by AT&T. And some 3,000 Boeing workers in South Carolina vote on whether to unionize. I'm John Lesher, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Has weight always been a struggle for you? Are you tired of trying different diets, but always left feeling hungry? Have you considered bariatric surgery? Announcing V-Block Therapy for Weight Loss. As the first FDA-approved device for safe and effective weight loss in almost a decade, V-Block allows patients to control hunger on their terms. With an outpatient procedure, you can receive a first-of-its-kind device that blocks hunger, helping you feel full and control your appetite, so you eat less and lose weight. Are you a veteran of the armed forces? You may receive V-Block therapy at little to no cost. Call now to learn about this life-changing therapy. Call 877-256-2517 or visit blockhunger.com. Call 877-256-2517. That's 877-256-2517 or blockhunger.com. V-Block is for weight loss in adults with a BMI of 35 to 45 with a related health condition. This therapy is a surgical solution and carries some risk. Please talk to your doctor about the full benefits and risks.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, one of our hot spots right now, Beltway, Maryland in Silver Spring. Three cars involved in this crash on the outer loop. So if you're coming from 95 and heading over toward 270, crash outer loop right before the exit for 29 Colesville Road. Looks like it's going to be right in the middle of the interstate waiting for fire and rescue units to arrive. So do watch. Don't use the shoulders and watch to make some clearing here outer loop at Colesville. On the Baltimore Washington Parkway southbound in Laurel, south of 197, had a medical emergency. Then beyond, leaving Greenbelt to get you past 410 East-West Highway for the crash. DC 295 southbound near Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue. They're still dealing with an incident, hit and run, so they were doing some paperwork and an investigation. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Low pressure goes south. Another area of low pressure north. We get a cold front through here. Colder temperatures by tomorrow. Near 50 today. Clouds give way to a partly cloudy day. Windy for the afternoon. Maybe some showers early. Tonight, clear, colder, 31. Suburbs colder. Gusty winds tomorrow with a few clouds and only 41. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMEL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 39 degrees. It is now 6:57.
This is Jamie Whitten. If you have any dental fear or just need a great, caring dentist, contact Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Well, a Harrison Ford update for you. It's good to be Harrison Ford. Not only do you know, have you had the opportunity to portray some of the great characters of the screen of our day, you know, Indiana Jones, Han Solo, and Star Wars. You know, he's a man's man. He's a pilot. He gets out there and he flies his own aircraft, you know? That's what it is to be Harrison Ford. But he's under investigation right now for what is a pretty big mistake with his plane. Have you heard about this, Vince Colonnais?
I have heard about this.
Yeah, so, you know, he's flying his little single-engine Aviat Husky, because he's got several, He's got like jets. He's got prop planes. He's got all kinds of aircraft. And he's flying his little single engine plane, making a landing at John Wayne International Airport in Orange County, just south of Los Angeles.
Of course it was John Wayne.
Of course it was at the John Wayne International Airport. And he's landing. And as he lands, he notices there's a 737 right beneath him. And so he sort of is, in an irritated way, radios the control tower, says, was that 737 supposed to be beneath me? And the control tower then informed him, you've just landed on a taxiway. He landed his plane on a taxiway and almost hit a 737 with 116 people aboard it.
By the way, to catch you up on the real-life Indiana Jones's air mishaps, in 1999, he crash-landed a helicopter during a training flight in Los Angeles. And then just 2 years ago, in 2015, he was actually injured when his vintage plane crash-landed on a golf course in Los Angeles.
When you get into a plane with Harrison Ford these days, you almost have to think,
I got a bad feeling about this.
Because I'm telling you, you need the Force to be with you if you're going to fly with Harrison Ford right now.
Seriously, Captain Solo, you're 74 years old. It might be time to stop.
Yeah, I'm wondering, what are the rules about that? At what point does the FAA step in and say, Grandpa, you got to give me the keys to the airplane?
Well, I mean, as a part of the evidence, it might help that he's crash-landed several times.
Yeah.
And that included when he was much younger in 1999. So I think at this point, maybe it's time to reconsider.
Well, in this particular case, it is such a serious infraction when you almost hit a 737 and you land on a taxiway. And by the way, an airport you probably have landed at before. That's a pretty big mistake, and the FAA is investigating. And if found guilty of, sloppy piloting, he could well lose his pilot's license. So Grandpa may be coming out of the cockpit one way or the other.
May the Force be with you.
Yeah, be the Force be with you.
Please don't fork tough.
Yeah, I'm not getting in a plane with that guy. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Eli Lake. Interesting take on the Michael Flynn case. Really interesting, Arlie's written. And we'll take your calls. What do you think's going on here? 888-630-965, 1-888-630-WMAL, 7 o'clock. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Stephen at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Stephen.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.